Wednesday. Did you sleep in on
Wednesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch up.
I've finally done it, guys. I finally got rid of Nath. This is what I've been working towards my whole career, the Jimmy Show. For those of you that don't know, early on in the Jimmy and Nath show, I tried to change the name to Jimmy and the Boys. It would just be me, but Jimmy and the Boys sounds fun. Just sounds like a lot of people having a good time. But no, I've finally done it. I've got rid of Nath. No, well, I mean, I'm not by myself. I've got a confession to make. Producer Mason's here. Say hello, Producer Mason.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, because I don't know how to push the buttons.
Mm.
So you had to fire the opener off and do all the
come in
and
here and help you record it. Yeah.
you came over. You're like, because Nath's not here. Nath's out. But you went, would it be funny if you did the catch-up opener?
By yourself.
Yeah, but I can't. I need an adult. Like a big baby.
Well, did you hear? I don't think the intro had the same ring to it. When you just did it by yourself, it just sounded really
just sounded
flat.
A bit flat.
Yeah.
Can you do a Nath impression?
I'm an idiot.
Brilliant. We don't need him. I mean, no, we do. I jest. I kid. I do love the big fella. But it's good to know if he's ever sick.
Yeah, suitable replacement.
Yeah, easy. What's on this one? We rename walkie-talkies.
Yes.
Do you enjoy that, Mace?
I did.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, you can call me Nath for the sake of this catch-up.
Do you enjoy that, Nath?
I'm an idiot.
You're like Woody from Toy Story. You pull the cord and that's his
only
catchphrase.
Only know one line, yeah.
Also, we chat to someone about Nath going skydiving this Friday. This is good practice because he could, you know.
Oh, he might not make it. Oh, well, I did want to. I shouldn't have said it. But.
Well, he may not. So it's good to know that you and me can still carry on, you know, onwards and upwards.
Yep.
We also ask people, are they good looking? And we finish things off by awarding our billboard winner. We've finally decided who's going to go up on our billboard.
Fantastic.
Enjoy the podcast.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. You help inform both me and Hobart of some glossy stories. Once I understand them, I... XOXO. Ding them through.
Nath, Swedish House Mafia, they are back.
Don't you worry, don't you worry.
I remember just having no shoes on, no shirt on, front row of their concert, just swaying. You know what I mean?
No shoes.
I really thought that song was going to keep going as I explained that, but then it stopped. And I was like, oh, this is just magnifying my weirdness.
And maybe start with, when I saw them in concert, I was shirtless and shoeless. Not when I was homeless, I used to stand by people's cars and listen to that song.
And hope their window was down.
Look, Axwell, Sebastian Ingrosso, Steve Angelo, they got together for Ultra Music Festival over in Miami. And they said, tonight we go by Swedish House Mafia. And when they were asked why they have reunited, they said, it is time.
So they needed more money. Did they try and go by themselves? They tried and do a hiatus, but it doesn't really work.
Well, yeah, their kid needed some money to go to the shop. And he turned to him and said,
oh, sorry.
Because we will be reuniting for some money,
yeah. Well done to those guys. All the best to you in the future.
Yeah, all the best. Let's look out for some new music from them. Comedian Tiffany Haddish, in a recent interview with GQ magazine, she said she was at a party with Beyonce. And that's something you'd mention if you were at a party with Beyonce. You'd say, hey, I'm a party with Beyonce.
Yeah.
And she said someone bit Beyonce on the face.
Like bit them? Was it another human did that?
Another
or an
human bit Beyonce on the face at the party.
Wasn't Jay-Z trying to be kinky or something? Or
just did a few too many red wines?
Come here, Queen Bee.
Come here, baby. Yeah, hey. I don't know why he's Yogi Bear.
Hey, baby, let me buddy your face. There's an affair going you on, look is like- there?
You look like a tasty picnic basket.
Beyonce and Yogi, new hot couple.
And finally, Zara Larsson. Her mother says she can't see when she's driving if the music's too loud.
Oh,
so this is the tweet from Zara Larsson. This is a tweet. It said, 80% of fights me and my mum is having is about the volume in the car because she can't see when she drives if it's too loud. Now, I gave some thought about this. This is true. Think about when you're reverse parking. What do you do first?
You turn the volume down.
Turn the volume down.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
I think it's so you can help concentrate.
But it doesn't affect your vision.
Yeah, I know. To turn it off because you can't see, that's a bigger issue. I just turn it down so I can concentrate.
Well, yeah, I think that's the things he's trying to say.
Like, if you're on a highway and your music's up loud and you're like, oh, my God, where am I? Like, that's a bigger issue.
Maybe, you know, maybe you're homeless standing on the side of the street and you're trying to listen to some Swedish House Mafia. Oh, no, I can't see. Now, if yesterday on the show you attempted to break the world record for most claps in 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
The record is 1,080. You managed 173. Yeah. Just
a few hundred off.
Look, I was surprised when you finished and we went, it's 173. Like, yeah, I feel like you did a lot more.
I reckon producer Mason miscounted.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned producer Mason because we got him to count because you've had to clap, mm-hmm. he had to count, and I had to commentate what was going on.
Yes.
Now, we were going to do the same thing today, but we're doing it with clicks because you think you're a bit better clicker than a clapper.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah. Now, I just want to... Producer Mason isn't here.
Yeah.
It's 6:53. Mm. I mean, and yesterday on the show, he came in and went, I've got better things to do than count your clapping. Mate, how about just rocking up for your job?
If he's in the car right now, I hope he's hearing this.
I hope you're hearing this because, Mace, from today, we're advertising for your position. Jimmy and Nathan are looking for a new producer.
I'm clicking at you. Hurry up. Get in.
I'll apply for his job. If you can rock up at any time you want every day, I'm putting my hand up for that job. So, now today, I'm gonna have to count.
Okay? That's right, buddy. You can do it. I believe in you.
Now, I did some research for you because you think you're a better clicker than you are a clapper. Now, they don't call it clicks on the Guinness World Record. So, if you're an official record, it's called a snap.
Okay, but it's still the same thing.
Still a click.
Okay.
It's still, because I watched the video.
Freak me out then, because I might have never snapped.
And the thing is, you're only allowed to do it with one hand.
Okay.
So, you can't go alternating hands. It's just one hand.
Mm.
Now, I've got some audio. This is the current world record holder. It's Sakagoi Fujiyama. So he's gone with... No, he's just... That's left hand.
That's his left hand.
Just
it sounds
one hand.
Like two hands.
No.
Sounds like six hands, actually.
Sounds like there's 12 people there. No, so definitely one hand, okay. One clicking. Okay. Or as they refer to it, as a snap.
Right.
Okay. So what hand are you going to go with, Nath? You're going to go with your left or
right hand, but I'm really sweaty, and sweating is not helpful when you're trying to snap.
No, it's not good for snapping.
No.
Okay, now I'm going to get the timer up. So you've got a minute.
Just before we get into it, can I... Like yesterday, I had some music underneath it.
Yeah.
Am I able to have some music when I do my clicking?
Have you got some music there?
I think so, yeah.
No.
Not that one? Okay.
Click 66 is dead.
Okay.
This is snaps at 6:55. Totally different. Okay, so you're going to have a minute.
All right.
I'm going to be counting.
Standing up.
So I'll count you down. I'll give you 3, 2, 1, and then you can go, okay?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go.
Can I change halfway through? No.
104. You've broken 100. 32 seconds.
Oh! It really hurts.
You're doing well, mate.
Oh,
130.
I'm cramping.
Nate's face is in a world of pain. It's really hard to commentate and count. I wish our producer had come in this morning. Sorry for all those listening at home. 52 seconds.
I can't swap hands, can I?
Nah.
Oh,
you got 5
hurts.
Seconds left. 2, 1, done. Now, there was a moment there where I lost count for a bit.
Because, well, just add 10 then.
Okay, I'll add... I counted 163.
What's the record?
296.
Yeah, just because you miscounted for a little bit. Just add 120 or something.
All right, I'll add 120 to 163. So I just want to get this math right. So I counted 163, adding 120. 3 plus 0 is 3. 6 and 2 is 8. So... Even with my miscount, by adding 163 with 120, you get 283.
What was the record again?
296.
Snap.
Nath, can I get some applause ready? Because it's the 81st anniversary of walkie-talkies.
Oh, well done, walkie-talkies. Knew you'd get there.
Bit of fun. You have the walkie-talkies as a kid, Nath?
Yeah, I did. I had the little ones, though. They had like a 15-metre range on it. So it's like, where are you? Well, you can see me. In fact, we could talk normally. Yeah. We're going to talk on a walkie-talkie.
I could just talk a little bit louder and it would make this walkie-talkie redundant.
Shh.
Well, Nath, I thought just to celebrate the 81st anniversary, big number, the old 8-1, got me thinking, what if the person who named walkie-talkies named other stuff?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Because it's a very simple name, isn't it? Walkie-talkie.
Yeah, you can walk and talk.
You can walk and talk.
Yeah.
Exactly. It just tells you what it does.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some new names for things, okay? Okay, so I've renamed the fork.
The fork.
The fork.
Yep.
It's the stabby grabby.
Okay, let's talk through this.
Yeah.
So obviously, wouldn't it be the grabby? I mean, I don't want to pull you down because you're doing a great job.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be the grabby stabby? Because you grab first.
Yeah, okay, I'm happy. Grabby stabby.
I like it though. It's great. Yeah, okay, well done.
Good.
Okay, socks.
Uh-huh.
Socks. Okay, this is especially for winter. Feedy heedy.
Yeah, really like that one.
Feedy heedy.
The feedy heedy.
The feedy heedy.
Wouldn't apply to sockettes.
No. These are thick socks.
Yeah, the
feedy heedy. It's like, hey, babe, where are my thick socks? Oh, you mean the feedy heedies? They're in the wash. What are they doing in the wash?
You pick up a 10-pack from Kmart for $20.
Yeah.
Feedy heedies.
Okay, you like that one?
Yeah, I'll give that one to you. That's good.
Okay, the snooze button. Very important for you and me, Nath.
On your alarms.
Yeah. Because, again, back in the day, you just had an alarm.
Yeah.
And when it went off, it went off. There was only a stop.
You had to get
up. And then the snooze button was invented to give you an extra 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So snooze button. Rename that one Sleepy Beepy.
Yeah, really good. Yeah. Sleepy Beepy. And you know what? These names that you're giving to things, it makes me want to buy these things.
Yes.
I don't need them.
We should rename everything.
Like, I've got plenty of feedy heedies, but now I want to go and buy them.
So now when I get up in the morning and you're like, oh, I'm so tired, I've got to hit my snooze. Wait, no, I've got to hit the Sleepy Beepy.
And then put my feedy heedies on.
Okay. Fire engine.
Yes.
Fire engine. So they're quite bright and they move quite quickly.
Yep.
So I'm renaming them Flashy Dashy.
Flashy Dashy, yeah, really good.
Yep.
Also, it could apply to police cars and ambulances.
Flashy. Oh, there's another Flashy Dashy.
Flashy, oh, look out. But then you don't know which is which.
Yeah. It's all right.
It's still good, though.
Yeah,
it's still fun.
All right, so I think I've got the best for last.
Okay.
I think I've saved the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
I'm renaming a pregnancy test.
Okay.
So the idea of a pregnancy test, you want to see if you're pregnant.
Yep.
That's the whole point of it, okay?
Oh, it's not a test on how pregnancy works?
It's a pregnancy test. See if you're pregnant. Okay, can you give me a drum roll?
Here you go.
Renaming the pregnancy test. Maybe Baby.
Yes!
Oh, can I get a Maybe Baby?
Quick, my water's broke. Call the Flashy Dashy. Jim, a list has come out of names that were hugely popular back in the 1920s, but unfortunately, researchers have said these names no longer exist. Not many people, if any, are named these names anymore. Experts have said these names are no longer on trend and they're no longer attractive to new parents. So that's why no babies are called this anymore. So here's some of the names for the boys. Let me know if, what you think of these names and if you know anybody by these
Nobody's
names.
Knows, yeah, no.
Waldo?
Well, no. I mean, Where's Wally in America is Where's Waldo.
I actually used to play footy with a Waldo.
Really?
He's still around.
Was he 90 years old? Hey, Waldo, get out of here, mate. This is underage.
In the Masters.
I just want to play football.
No, he was South African. Waldo. So,
okay, you know one.
Oh, that's
I don't
wrong.
Know one. No,
yeah. Thaddeus.
Thaddeus Young.
Thaddeus.
I do know a Thaddeus.
Do you?
Thaddeus Young, yeah.
Who's Thaddeus Young?
He's a famous NBA player.
Is he old?
No. He'd be... I think he might have retired recently. He'd be in his mid-30s.
All right. Well, that name's still around too.
I mean, I don't know him personally, but I have seen him.
Oh, don't you?
From my time in the NBA.
Me and Thaddeus hang out all the time, you know?
Thad, I call
him. Hey, Nath, bring Waldo. Yeah. Ferdinand.
No, I don't know of Ferdinand.
There's a new... the John Cena movie.
With the bull, yeah, that's called Ferdinand.
But there's a fictional character,
a footballer I saw play was Rio Ferdinand, but his last name was Ferdinand, not first name.
No.
Doesn't count?
No, it doesn't count.
Okay.
Alphonse?
Oh, no, Alphonse.
Don't know an Alphonse. No. Never heard of an Alphonse.
I don't think you said a word then. You just made a noise. Alphonse. Bless you.
I'd love to know an Alphonse. Homer.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean Homer Simpson.
Yeah. Well, I think this name was big before Homer Simpson.
Well, yeah,
so
Homer's
after Homer the poet.
Yeah, Homer's a Greek. I believe it's a Greek heritage word. Yeah.
For girls, Agatha.
Agatha Christie, famous author.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Beryl.
No, I don't know a Beryl.
I'm pretty sure when we went out to Aged Care Deloraine, there was a Beryl out there.
Yeah, no, you're right. There was a Beryl out there, but yeah.
So I suppose, but she's old though.
She might she's have been old.
1920s.
We don't know a young Beryl.
Dixie.
Surely no one's naming their kid Dixie.
Oh, the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, doesn't Fifi box kid? No, that's Trixie.
Trixie.
Trixie. She tricked us.
Lulu.
I
think I know Lulu.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, you do know Lulu. Meg's friend.
Yeah, Lulu Irons.
Yeah, Lulu Irons.
I know her. Lulu.
What a terrible name. Lulu Irons.
She's Meg's friend. She's not my friend. Here's the last girl's one. Yolanda.
Yolanda.
Be cool to be called that.
Yeah. All right. Well done.
Jim, here's what I thought we could do. I mean, out of those names, which one do you think was the least likely people to be called?
What was that noise you made?
Alphonse.
Alphonse, yeah.
How about we do a bit of a long shot?
Okay. It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
13, 12, 16. Is your name Alphonse? Or do you know someone called Alphonse?
Is there an Alphonse in your vicinity?
Yeah.
Are you friends with an Alphonse?
In your circle somewhere.
I mean, I would love Alphonse to call.
Yeah. We're just talking about a list of names that were popular in the 1920s and not so popular anymore. One of those names was Alphonse. And you and I decided to do a long shot.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
We asked 13, 12, 16, is your name Alphonse or do you know an Alphonse? Because we believe that it's pretty hard because not many people... are called Alphonse, if any.
Well, you and me, out of all the names that we just spoke about, we went Alphonse is probably the most abstract, the most strangest.
Closely followed by Dixie, and then
well, we knew a few Thaddeus. Of the others.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I googled Thaddeus Young. He's an NBA player. It's funny because we're saying these names haven't been popular since the 1920s. This dude's name is Thaddeus Young.
Yeah.
He's 29 years old.
Now, Jim, normally when we do a long shot, when we ask a very specific question, we don't get anybody to call. That's the point of it. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I mean...
because it's hard.
It's hard. So we have sometimes, but a lot of the times, you know, we ask very hard questions. So sometimes on the radio, it's like, you know, can you click for us? We ask very stupid things.
That's a fun game, wasn't it? Clicks at six. Elise from Claremont has called the show. Elise, are you there?
Yeah.
Now, Elise, I'm assuming your name is not Alphonse because it's Elise.
It's not, no.
Maybe she changed it. She was like, I don't like Alphonse.
Used to
I prefer
be.
Elise.
Elise, do you know an Alphonse?
Well, I just went back through my Facebook and I know one and a friend of mine is or was dating one as well.
Your friend was dating an Alphonse?
Yep.
So I'm making them sound like a creature.
These strange Alf. Here you'll find the Alphonse out in the wild. Elise, when your friend was dating Alphonse, did you ever think, hey, that's a weird name?
Well, I thought it was unusual. And yeah, there was a guy a grade below me in college and his name was Alphonse as well.
Elise?
Below you? How old are you, Elise, if you don't mind me asking?
108.
I'm 30, so...
So they were like, yeah, so they're 29 now. There's an Alphonse running around that's 29 years old.
Yep.
So there's an under 30-year-old Alphonse.
So how do you feel, Elise? Do you feel like that is an older person's name or young people can get away with it?
Well, I guess it's probably a bit cultural too. There are some cultures where that's...
it's a big name.
A name that's still used.
Mm-hmm.
Would you... Thaddeus, perhaps?
Thaddeus, yeah. Would you, Elise, do you have any children?
No, I don't.
If you were to have children, would you name them Thaddeus or Alphonse or any of these names?
Probably not. That's probably not my style, but I still think it's a cool name.
She'll date them, but she draws a line at naming them after her kids.
No, her friends will date them.
Human ensemble track. This is me on Hobart's Hit 100.9. It is Jimmy Nath, 18 minutes to 8.
Nath, you love that song.
Nah, I never heard it before.
Our newsreader Sam just came in and goes, can you turn that down?
Yeah, because I was singing and screaming too
loud. How about no, Sam? I mean, welcome to working in a radio station. Occasionally music's played. Shock horror.
It's probably because I was dancing and stomping around as well. Didn't
Yeah, well, mate, you know, that's what you got to put up with.
It's a radio studio. It's not a dance studio.
Wet towel, wet rag. Hey, look, Nath, we spoke yesterday about you parachuting. Is that how you...
Skydiving. Yeah, not parachuting, mate. Come on. Spoken like a true professional.
So explain to everyone what you're doing this Friday.
Yeah, so this Friday I'll be, for the first time, skydiving. 10,000 feet, I'll be jumping out of a plane with hopefully somebody I can trust behind me. He'll be pulling the parachute. I'll be hopefully landing safely on the ground afterwards.
Yep. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Now, I was a little upset yesterday because you hadn't asked our audience, our listeners, if it's okay for you to do so. You know, just to say final goodbyes.
Even though I'd already paid for it.
Well, $12. You had a voucher.
Excess fee.
But we got some people involved, and it was a resounding yes. Everyone said yes. Everyone said yes. One of the people we spoke to was Louise, and this is what she said.
Louise from Old Beach, what do you think? Should I jump out of the plane or not?
Absolutely. I did it a few years ago myself in Queensland, and it was absolutely amazing. So, yes.
Music to my ears, Louise. Okay, Louise, music to my
ears. What if it goes wrong and we lose Nath? Will you be upset? Then I thought, oh, I love relearning
that's
that moment.
That's right, I remember Louise now.
So what I thought now, we spoke to a lot of people. Everyone said, yes, you can jump out. So you've got everyone's blessing, Nathan. Yeah. On Friday, you're jumping out of a plane. But Louise was the only person we spoke to that had jumped out of a plane before. Mm. So we've got her on the line. Please welcome Louise.
Louise, hello.
Good morning.
How are you, Louise?
We're great. Yeah, we are well, fantastic.
Well, I'm well, thank you for asking.
Okay, Louise, the reason we've brought you back on the show is you've jumped out of a plane before. Nath hasn't. I thought because we're letting him do it, you could give him some advice, Nath, and you can ask Louise some questions about jumping out of a plane.
Mm-hmm. Now, Louise, you made it. which is good. So that's a good start. I mean, if I got advice from someone who didn't quite make it, that would be hard. Louise, were you nervous going up in the plane?
Down. We actually.
The plane was, or your nerves?
My nerves. It was nervous leading up to it, and then we got there, and we were delayed by a few hours because of the weather. And the closer we were getting to it, I went, I just want to get it over with. But then it wasn't until we were in the plane, and then it looked like a lovely, beautiful. Oh, we're taking a nice plane ride. Yeah, the further up we were getting, I went, this is actually happening.
We're still going. So do you have any techniques? Because I'm obviously going to be nervous. I've never done this before. Anything to help me calm my nerves?
Breathe.
Breathe.
Just breathe. Louise, what about the moment you jump out of the plane? Is that the most nervous moment, or is that the moment where you're full of adrenaline?
To be honest, I just remember moving up to the plane and going, okay, we're moving up to the plane. Oh, we're sitting outside. Oh, and then just remember letting out this huge...
And Louise, obviously you did it tandem, so there was somebody who pulled the chute behind you, yeah?
Did you
get to, like, was there a lineup? Did you get to select who this person was, or were you kind of just attached to them and you're like, that's who you're trusting with your life?
I kind of looked at this person and went... All right, mate. How many years have you been doing this for?
You had a little, like, survey. Can you just fill out your experience on this piece of paper before I trust my life with you?
Was there any doubt with this guy?
No, he could tell I was nervous because I think, to be honest, I was actually a bit rude. I was getting, the closer we were getting, I was really just quite, like, snappy and rude. And he went, I know you're nervous. Don't take it out on me. You're going to be fine.
And Louise, the other thing I wanted to ask is, say my person kind of forgets where the cord is. Did you, like, ask, hey, just in case, is there another cord that I can pull, or will I be able to reach it? Should I know where the cord is?
I actually didn't think of.
What an expert. I feel so safe.
Yeah, I'm glad we called Louise. Nath, Christine Aguilera.
We really shouldn't sing over it because it just ruins how good she is.
Do you want to play it again?
Yeah, go again. We won't say anything.
Amazing voice. Amazing. Hey, Nath, look, Christina Aguilera's back. I mean, she never left, but she is on the cover of Paper Magazine.
Right.
You can see that on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. And she's just no makeup, just wearing no makeup.
Gorgeous.
And people are saying she's really, really good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And you do. You look at her and you go...
You're stunning.
Yes.
You're a good-looking person.
So what we've done, 13, 12, 16, we've asked some good-looking people to call because I just chat to them.
And the thing is, we were saying, you know when you're good-looking.
Yeah, you definitely know.
You know when you wake up. Mark, welcome to the show. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate.
Oh, see, sounds like a good-looking bloke.
Full of confidence.
Like a good-looking
bloke. Mark, are you good-looking?
Yeah, I think I'm quite a good-looking rooster, yeah.
Describe yourself to us, Marky. What do you look like?
About 6'4" and... Blonde and blue eyes and big arms, and I've got the bit of a beer gut going on, but, you know, we can look past that.
No, yeah, everyone loves a dad bod, mate. They're in.
Yeah, and 6'4", you know, chicks love tall guys. Yeah. I mean, you're ticking a box.
Mark, do many people come up to you and go, hey, Marky, you're good looking?
Yeah. My girlfriend seems to think I'm good looking. Sometimes I think she's floating my own boat. But, okay.
Mark, can I ask how you guys met?
We met, about 12 months ago there at a party, actually.
Yeah, so did she come up to you or did you come up to her?
Oh, no, there was a fair bit of eyeballing going on there. And then one day I just decided to message her on Facebook when I was stuck out the bush.
So good. What up, Margie? You good-looking rooster. Megan from Lorraine, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Megs. Are you good-looking?
Of course I am. Everyone's good-looking in their own right.
Oh, nice, Megan. Well said.
Yeah, that's what Nathan always says, Megan. Well, Nate's ugly.
So I keep telling myself.
That's not nice.
No, he's actually very good-looking.
Thanks, Megan.
I've got to look at him every day, Megan. I wouldn't be doing a show with an ugly man. So, Megan, you're confident that you're good-looking?
I think I am, and my husband thinks I am, so nice. I hope I am.
Okay, so your husband, Megan, did he make the first move when you guys met?
He actually did.
Nice. Yeah, well, that's a good sign.
I was 15 at the time, so...
And how old are you now?
I'm 28.
Oh, so you've been together a long time.
Yeah, we got married when I was 21 after we had our first child, so...
Oh, well, congratulations. Nice.
And I'm sure your child's stunning too, Megan, isn't it?
Oh, of course. I've got two now, so they're both stunning.
What about your partner? Do you think he's good looking?
Of course he is.
Okay, but he's as good looking as you, Megan.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Jim, we're putting somebody on our big billboard. It's in the showgrounds. You can see it on the Brooker Highway if you're heading into the city. We fought for it. We fought for our ability to put somebody up there with us on the billboard. And the way we're doing it is we've got Danny from Lifters Hire. He's given us a cherry picker to use.
Yeah, we're jumping in a cherry picker and then the cherry picker will go up and we'll slap somebody onto our billboard.
Now, there's one problem with this whole cherry picker idea. Danny from Lifters Hire has told us it can only take one of us. So only one of us
one
is going to be able to go,
can go up in a cherry picker time, yep.
Now, obviously, we're doing this today. This person is going on the billboard today.
Yep.
We need to decide who's going up on the cherry picker.
Yeah. Because we're doing this after the show. We're going to head out about lunchtime today to go up on the cherry picker.
Our sweet cherry picker.
She's my cherry picker. Picker.
So I thought we could take this opportunity to kind of just talk it through.
You and me.
And come to a resolution on who's going to be going up in the cherry picker.
Man v. man, mono v. mono, bono v. bono. Who's going up in the cherry picker?
Hey,
you, Wono.
Hey,
no.
Bono, what are you doing in here? Get out of here. It's not your moment. I've got a few arguments.
You tell me your arguments and I'll tell you why they're wrong.
Okay.
<It's>
and if they're
game.
Wrong, then you get to go
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
My first one is, and I know you're going to use this as one of your arguments,
yeah.
Is the weight issue.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know. See, I'm getting on the front foot. This is my inner lawyer coming
yeah.
out.
You're going to probably have to cut off more than a foot, mate. Probably a whole leg.
I know you're going to come out and say you should go on because I'm a lot heavier than you.
Mm.
96 kilos, not 120.
120 kilos.
Not 120.
Don't lie to the audience, mate.
But look, I may be heavy, but what I am also is light-footed. So it means the cherry picker won't know that I'm heavy.
No,
I just
no,
get on
it
so
does.
Lightly.
I walk around you on a daily basis. I can feel the ground shaking. I'm sure the cherry picker will know. So that's incorrect. That's incorrect.
Is that a 2.4 on the Richter? No, Nate just walked in.
Nate just woke up. Well,
my second argument, you've been on a cherry picker before.
Yeah, I have, yes.
And I haven't. So okay. It's only fair to share the load. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I thought about this. I thought, you know, I've been on a cherry picker before.
Yeah.
So this could be your moment to do it.
Yeah, share around.
But I did mine outside the show. We've got to forget
that. Doesn't matter. No, you don't
this
forget
is,
things.
This is the show picker. And also experience counts. You know what I mean? You can't have an inexperienced person going up solo.
But
you know
I'm learning. I'll read the instruction manual.
No, well, that's the you go. I don't want, mate, you're already skydiving on Friday. You can't be doing two dangerous things in a week. You can't be going up at a cherry picker with no experience and jumping out of a plane. You know what I mean? Too much adrenaline, mate. Too much adrenaline.
I'm glad you mentioned skydiving because let me tell you about my third argument. I'm skydiving on Friday.
Yeah, I said that was a negative. I'm glad
No, it's a positive because I've never been skydiving before, so I need some practice at heights. Know what I mean?
I'll let you go off the cherry picker if you jump out when the cherry picker's at
no,
its height.
No, that's silly.
Well, that's experience,
mate. Buy me a mini parachute, then I'll jump off it.
Mate, there's not a parachute that can hold your weight. Have you checked that you're not too heavy to go?
No, I'm not too heavy. I've done research.
What's the weight?
97 kilos.
Okay, all right. Well, that's all you've got.
That's all I've
got.
I've
shot them all out.
No,
I've shot your dreams.
I'm still not happy.
What if we chat to, is it Danny?
It's Danny from Lifters Hire.
Okay, we'll chat to Danny, and he can pick someone to go up.
He can cherry pick somebody to go up.
Yeah, well, he's not picking you after that joke.
All right, Danny.
So we'll chat to him.
Yeah.
We'll, we can mention some of the things you've just mentioned, and then it's an impartial person. Then it's not you or me picking.
Okay, all right. Danny from Lift Us High is going to make the decision.
Yeah.
He's going to choose me.
No.
Jim, today we're putting somebody on our billboard at the showgrounds.
We're going to do it next.
We're doing it next.
Yep.
We're deciding who we're going to put up next. But there's one problem, because to put the person's picture up on our billboard, we're using a cherry picker. It's been kindly given to us, loaned to us by Danny from Lift Us Higher. Sorry,
We're going to keep the cherry picker.
We tried. But it can only have one person. It can only have either you or me on it. Now, I tried to give you an argument for mine. You tried to give me an argument for your reasons to go up there.
I didn't give an argument for my reasons. Oh, you shot down mine. I just told you why yours were wrong. But it is a big show. I mean, there's plenty of decisions. I mean, coming up, there's the decision of who goes on the billboard. Now it's the decision of who goes up in the cherry picks.
So now we decided to get somebody impartial, and we've actually got Danny from Lift Us Higher on the phone. Danny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you, Danny?
No, pretty good, thanks.
Mate, first of all, we need to thank you for giving us your cherry picker.
That's no problem at all.
We really appreciate it, Danny.
And just confirming
Can I just say you look great today?
yeah, same goes.
That's right. That's
and Danny, just confirming, we can't keep the cherry picker, can we?
No, you can't keep the cherry picker. You can have a loan of it for a half an hour. That's about it.
And Dan, you know what? It was rude of Nath to ask, and someone who asks such a question probably doesn't deserve to go up on your beautiful, sweet cherry picker.
Or does he, to learn his lesson? Maybe Dan will come up there and push me off.
That's it.
So, Daddy, I mean, you got to sort out this conundrum for us. Apparently, only one of us can go up on the cherry picker, which I'm fine with, by the way. I just want to put it out there. but we need your help to pick who should go up in the cherry picker, okay?
That's not a problem. I can just ask you a couple of questions and I'll make a decision.
Okay. Go ahead. Ask away, Danny.
Well, I suppose the obvious question, are you afraid of heights?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm afraid of heights. I wouldn't jump out of an aeroplane, Danny, but I'm happy to jump in a cherry picker.
Danny, can I just say, this is Nath talking now, and that was Jimmy before.
Yep.
I am definitely not afraid of heights. In fact, I am jumping out of an aeroplane on Friday.
Right.
So I think it would be perfect for me to go up there
I'd argue that, you know, there's enough happening in Nath's life, Danny, that Jimmy should have a bit of fun on a Wednesday.
I'm answering my question. What's the next question, Danny?
Well, the next question, who's the heaviest?
Yeah, here we go.
I mean, this is...
Nath is the heaviest. He's 120
kilos. I'm not 120, Danny. I'm 96. Is that an okay weight?
Yeah, 96 will just pass.
I'm 72, Danny, so I'm a bit lighter.
Right. Oh, you've got a little bit of advantage there then.
No, but Danny...
Lighter better.
Yeah. Lighter is better. There
you go, Nath. Some people say too light, though.
No one's saying that.
In the cherry picker world,
it's not a windy day, so you shouldn't blow out anyway.
No, but aren't you worried that he's too light, that when the cherry picker kind of goes up, it might, like, shoot him off it, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Well,
the next question, do you stay calm in a stressful situation?
Oh,
super calm.
No, you are not.
I'm the calmest.
Let's be honest, Nath. If there's anyone who's calm in a stressful situation, it is...
Nath.
No, it's Jimmy. I'm cool, calm, and collected all the time.
But he's too light, so... No.
Well, I think the easiest way, what if I toss a coin? I've got a coin here. I'll toss a coin. Hey, heads, it's Jimmy in. Tails, it's Nath in.
Okay, all right. So the question's meant nothing.
the question really didn't go anywhere, so I think toss the coin.
Okay. All right, Daddy, toss that coin and let us know.
It's Tails, so...
Jimmy's going up.
Jimmy Tails was nice. So
it was nice! Yeah.
Yes! Do you want to be on a billboard?
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
We are putting somebody on our billboard, Jim. It's the billboard in the showgrounds. You can see it as you're coming down the Brooker Highway on the way into the city. And we've decided that it's too big for just our heads on there. Someone else deserves to be on there.
It's not even the size of it, Nath. Like, I'm happy for it to go over the top of my face. I want to share the magic, the wonder is at having your own billboard.
Share the love.
It's not fair that, you know, just me and you have one.
Mm.
I mean, what have we done? Some would argue nothing.
Yeah.
We just...
most would argue absolutely nothing.
We talk a lot of nothing every day. So, Nath, we've got... How many entries is it?
We have 10 people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
We've got 10 people, Nath.
10 entries. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for trusting my maths.
So we've got 10 entries here. I mean, there's a lot of different people. Have you got a favourite? Because, again, I've got my hat.
My hat's here. It's next to me, so I'm going to draw a name out of the hat.
It's a hard choice.
Yeah.
I mean, Warren was on there. Warren was one of our first people who put his name forward.
Yeah.
Warren from Cambridge. He's a real estate agent, and he wants to plug his real estate agency, basically.
Yeah.
What did he say? You can't sell a secret, and Warren will put it out there.
You can't sell a secret.
Good on you, Wazza.
Yeah, Waz was good. Maddie was good. Maddie from Myrna.
Oh, yeah.
He just said he'd love to look at himself on the way to work.
Which is fair enough.
And when we said, oh, would you, like, tell family and friends that, you know, you're on the... He goes, nah. I just want to look at myself when I go to work.
Just be happy every day when you go past that billboard. One person I do need to mention is the lovely Lily, 12-year-old Lily, who gave us a call. Now, she called us. She's super humble. And it wasn't for herself. She wants to put her little sister, Alia, on the billboard because she said her little sister is really cute and also wants to be a rock star.
And she was very well spoken,
very,
too.
For a 12-year-old. Uh-huh. Amazing.
Who else did we... Oh, Hamish from Richmond.
Yeah.
All Styles Grappling. What did he say to us? He's breaking backs and breaking checks. He's bringing the future of Tasmania to the mainland. I really liked Hamish. You know, he had a lot of gusto, a lot of...
Yeah. Oh, we have to mention Janara from Old Beach nominated her boyfriend just because he's got an awesome mullet.
Yeah, Janara's even... I mean, I've got my fingers crossed for Janara because... Janara started a little social media campaign. She's put posts up on Facebook. She's encouraged her friends to share and like the photo.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have my fingers crossed for Janara and her partner Bowser because he looks like Bowser from Mario Kart.
So, Jim, you've got all these names in a hat.
I certainly do. Yes, I certainly do.
Are you prepared? Are you ready to pull out a name? And we're going to figure out who we're going to put on our billboard. We're doing this today after the show. We're going out with a cherry picker.
We've figured out you're going up in the cherry picker.
Yes.
Congratulations, mate.
Thank you, mate.
It's going to be a great moment. You're really going to enjoy it. I remember my first cherry picker like it was yesterday. All right, so got all the names. It's in my LA baseball cap.
I don't know why I'm nervous. I'm already on the billboard.
Do you want to give me a drum roll?
Okay, here you go.
Okay. The person that will be joining Jimmy and Nath on the billboard is... It's Karen.
Karen!
Oh,
hello!
Hi!
Karen from Stanford. How are you, Kaz?
Yeah, good.
Are you excited, Karen? You're going to be on your very first billboard.
Well, Karen, well, I mean, you're probably overwhelmed with emotion, but is there anyone you want to thank? I mean, this is the moment you can do your very own thank you speech. Much like at the Oscars, people say that being put on a billboard, Jimmy and Nath, is much like winning the Best Actress Oscar.
Well, I'll say thanks to Jimmy because I'm going to actually look good next to him. But I'll say not really thanks to Nath because he's not going to make me look real good either.
Oh, Karen. Karen, stop I'm blushing.
I'm regretting pulling your name out of the hat.
Sorry.
It's personal attack. Karen, we've got everyone to send a photo in, but I haven't seen your photo. Do you want to describe it for us?
I actually just pulled my hair out of my sweaty gym pony, gave it a bit of a scruff up and sent it in and thought, yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, nice. Not too much. You don't want too much simple effort in a billboard photo.
No, well, when we got our photos done, we just, you know, popped some clothes on and stood in front of the camera.
Clothes are always good, yeah.
Yeah, are they good for a billboard that everyone can see?
Nath wanted to do it nude, but I suggested against it.
Now, Karen, we'll be going out after the show to put it up. Do you already drive past our billboard a lot or will you have to change your car route?
I'll have to change because I'm an Eastern Shore girl, so I'll have to go...
Come the wrong way.
Yeah. Maybe you could get together, you know, with some friends over the Easter long weekend and drive out and take a photo with your new billboard.
I actually work at a school, so I'm pretty sure that there's going to be heaps of kids which will spot it and they'll let me know.
Karen, will you tell people about your billboard or will you just suddenly drive past it and be like, oh, you know, what? I'm on the billboard?
Look at that. Yeah.
All right, Karen, well, we're going to head out today around lunchtime and go put your mug up on the billboard. And then we'd love to chat to you on tomorrow's show just to see how your life may have changed after being on the billboard for 24 hours. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Karen, congratulations. You're going on our billboard.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not happy about it.
For Jimmy and Nath catch up, Hobart's Hit 100.9.